The following paid program is furnished by Recovery Radio. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
This is Recovery Radio, the first radio show in Rhode Island to offer useful information for the purpose of helping men and women suffering from alcohol and other addictions. Recovery Radio's goal is to raise awareness in the state and is dedicated to improving the outcome of those with addictions. Recovery Radio, hosted by John Tassoni, is presented by Phoenix House of New England. Call John now at 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. Now, John Tassoni.
Welcome to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Another beautiful Monday. Eddie, thank you for joining us today. You started to give me hot palpitations that you weren't showing up. But that's good that you're here. Welcome. Tonya Salome, yeah? Tony, how are you?
I'm good. I'm always amazed that
you
have me back.
Ah, you're always good to come back. Always good to come back.
Thanks, John.
And we're going to talk about problem gambling today. And it seems to be a illness that is really peaking at this particular point.
Well, I'm not sure that it's peaking, John. I think we're still seeing an uptick.
Uptick, right.
Yeah, yeah. Not only the opportunities are increasing, so that means that more people are getting in on the games.
And I think we'll have this. I don't think this is anything that's going away anytime soon, because the state relies on gambling revenues at an astounding rate. You know, you got the new casino in Tiverton. You got the one closing in Newport. You got hotels being built on Twin River. And the movement just keeps going and going and going.
Yes, it does.
But one of the things I wanted to talk to you today that's come to my attention anyway, and I got a number of emails on it. The last time you came on the show was issues with the military. Let's talk about that.
Big problem. Yes, that's a big, big problem. Yeah, I've been educating myself lately about that. And one thing that I didn't know was that overseas, all of the military bases have actual slot machines on the bases. They're intended to give the service people access to another form of entertainment, but what tends to happen is that people start using it. Once the access is there, people start using it, and then there are a certain population that becomes addicted, and that is actually a higher percentage than in the general population. Somewhere between 5% and 9% become addicted with the brain chemistry. So who
gets the revenue? Is it the base?
The base, yes. The base puts it back into their this fund for recreation. So they put it back in, but they don't necessarily divert enough for treatment.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. We have, I mean, a form of entertainment. I mean, if I was to do that, I would do that entertainment with no revenues being swapped between one and the other.
Right.
So you're actually taking soldiers' pays for entertainment and dumping it back into another sort of entertainment.
The military funds, yeah.
You know, in my estimation, it's probably going in some black hole somewhere that no one's really paying attention to. It's just revenue coming in from whether it be Afghanistan, Kuwait, or any of the other places that are out there that we have soldiers at their base.
Yeah, and unfortunately, as we know, it's generally lower class people that go into the military. So these are people that aren't earning a whole lot of money. It also sways toward people of color. So between the class and the race, you know, there's a big problem there.
Has anybody done any studies as far as what revenues or how much revenue is being maintained, being spent? Has anybody done any studies with that?
I think there was an estimate. I do believe it was in the millions. I can't right off the top of my head, mm-hmm. John.
That's okay. Yeah. I was just curious to see if there was estimates.
Oh, that's right. Here it is. 120 million is estimated. 94 million just from Army machines alone. And in the States, slots are not allowed on the bases. So this is all overseas.
So this is in the United States bases.
Yes.
Whether it be in Kuwait, Afghanistan, or anything like that.
Japan, yeah, yeah. Wherever we're located.
Well, that's odd. That's odd to me. I mean, there we are. We got Donald Trump saying they don't want transgender soldiers, but you allow gambling mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. our facilities overseas.
Well, doesn't he own some casinos? Wouldn't that be a a driving force?
Well, there could be a conflict of interest
there. Very well could be. But, he probably doesn't own a transgender studio or.
Now, what kind of a treatment do they have? Have you talked to any military personnel as far as what they offer for treatment?
I have not. They at this point, they don't even really screen their service people for gambling. Mm-hmm. They screen for substance use. They screen for mental health issues, but they do not screen at this time for gambling, which is a really simple process, as we know.
So tell me, what would a screen be for someone who's got gambling issues? What type of questions would they ask?
Well, there's really, really simple screens, like a two-question. It's called the lie bet. Have you ever lied about your gambling? And have you ever bet more than you intended to? That's a simple two-question screen. There's a four-question screen that adds a couple of additionals. And then there are more extensive assessments. So they could start with screens, and then if someone came up positive, we call it positive for mm-hmm. gambling, then they could do a little more intensive assessment.
So if I was a client or somebody that was asked those questions, and I say, I bet you 2-1 you don't ask me the right question, I have an issue.
What was that? But if you come back with a joke.
It's very, very easy to tattletale on those type of questions. It's not like a blood test. It's not mm-hmm. like a real substance abuse assessment.
Right. It's it's a lot like a screen for diabetes or heart disease. The one of the purposes of a screening is to educate people. Mm-hmm. This is what to look for. So even if they do lie or did not answer the question well.
Right.
Then at least the door is open. The conversation has started, and that's a good use of a screening.
I know people who, if we were sitting at a bar, would bet that two mice going across the floor, who would win. Mm-hmm. And then you ask them, maybe you have a problem with gambling. I don't have a problem.
And perhaps drinking, too.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. There's a lot of co-occurring, people who drink don't necessarily gamble, but people who gamble have a higher incidence of drinking.
So. You know, but gambling, too, you can go along so well, and then all of a sudden, ba-boom, there goes your house.
That's right.
There goes your car. There goes your family. We'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Okay. You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Well, we cleared a crash on 146 southbound up by 116, so things moving through there better. Still slow coming in from Dean and Atwell's on 6 inbound. 95 northbound, a little sluggish as you go by the mall. Same story coming down the southbound side. Busy from Smithfield Ave, sluggish as you go through downtown. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now traffic.
Bridgemark is a treatment program that offers residential, outpatient, and intensive outpatient services. The residential program serves adult males suffering from chemical dependency. The outpatient and intensive outpatient programs serve people struggling with chemical dependency, codependency, gambling addiction, anger management, and domestic violence. They provide a respectful treatment environment to support healthy and lasting change. If any of these problems are impacting your life or those you care about, contact Bridgemark at 781-2700 for a confidential, comprehensive assessment.
Trying to quit smoking? No luck? Cigarette smoking and tobacco use are the most preventable cause of illness and death in the country. Kodak has been providing effective, respectful, and compassionate treatment, recovery support, and prevention services since 1971. Kodak's trained and certified tobacco treatment specialists use the latest practices and information in a clinical setting that supports your efforts to be tobacco-free. Covered by health insurance, call Kodak today, 275-5037. That's 275-5037.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep pets safe at home, too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $7.99 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartysFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense. It's the fence that makes sense. Get the Invisible Fence.
Moriarty's Fence, 800-225-0808. Keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? With all this searching from site to site, it can take hours, if not days, to find the perfect place to stay. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Save time and money today by visiting Tripping.com, the world's largest vacation rental search engine. Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs. And Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to find the perfect place for you. Simply type in your destination, and Tripping.com shows you all available properties from the top vacation rental sites, so you can search and compare listings all in one place. Visit Tripping.com to find the best vacation rental for your family. That's Tripping.com. To find a place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Phoenix House of New England, a national nonprofit leader in the treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care for medically monitored withdrawal, available in Rhode Island in our new facility in Quincy, Massachusetts, to residential and outpatient treatment and recovery housing for adults. For teens, we offer both intensive outpatient treatment and comprehensive outpatient services. At Phoenix House, our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, and a sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. That's 1-800-378-4435. Or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. Take your first step to the path to recovery today. Call Phoenix House. Accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is the proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We're talking about gambling. Tony Salamea is in the house, and she is with Kodak. And we're talking about military news and military gambling. Tony, thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, John.
People don't realize that gambling is an addiction. A lot of people don't.
Yes, it affects the brain in the same way that substances affect the brain. We have what's called a reward center, which is actually a survival tool. It helps us to band together. It helps us to know what's good to eat, and so we do it again. So the reward center sets up a memory so that we do these survival activities again and again. Unfortunately, they are altered by substances of addiction or gambling, which is the first behavioral addiction that we've identified.
Right. So we're talking about the military today. So what, in your estimation, military personnel and veterans, why are they more at risk for this gambling disorder?
That's a great question. The National Council on Problem Gambling estimates that there are between 36 and 48,000 service members that have a gambling problem. Now, this is on a continuum, anywhere from a mild problem all the way to severe. Most people who report a gambling problem stated that they started on the base. They started, that's where their gambling activity started. So then they use it as downtime. They use it to, you know, between drills or whatever they do. And then when they come home, you can kind of imagine that that readjustment. I mean, I've never done it, but I can only imagine the readjustment to a different way of life. It's like a culture shock. And so oftentimes they will continue the behavior that feels makes them feel good, which is the gambling. As well, we have people coming back from war, which is trauma. There's a really high incidence of gambling addiction in people with PTSD.
Yeah. What about comparing young soldiers to older soldiers?
Yeah.
I mean, because we have a lot of people who I call them weekend warriors. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but guys that are in the military for just on the weekends, the National Guard, and then all of a sudden they get activated, and now they're overseas, away from their family, 6, 7, 8 months, and then 1 year away from their families.
Yeah.
They get bored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they venture out. They try to do different things to keep their mind occupied.
Well, they actually don't have to venture far.
Well, you know what I mean. Their mind ventures away
from
the norm to try different things to keep them their mind off of the war, trying to do something different. They pick up a habit like this. Then the next thing you know, the checks that are being deposited are being relinquished and is taken away. The wife is wondering what the hell's happening because she's not getting her check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the beat goes on.
It just snowballs. It could even snowball to the point of the service person losing their job because of being focused on gambling. Their productivity goes down, and pretty soon they're being dishonorably discharged, which is a very serious consequence of gambling disorder.
Yeah, because if you get dishonorable discharge, that affects you basically for
lifelong,
the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they're not sending checks home, yeah, there are other ancillary problems. Homelessness is a big one. There's a lot of homeless vets, unfortunately.
So how do they get help overseas?
Well, the military does provide help when people come forward and say, hey, I have a problem. The barrier...
But they're afraid to do that.
Exactly. That's
because
what I was
they're afraid of the consequences.
Right.
If they say that, and that goes back to a one of my first people 3 years ago I've had on the show was a bunch of people from who play for the Celtics, and he does public speaking all over the place now pertaining to drug abuse, and he said to me he was afraid to come forward and tell the Celtics that he had a problem because his contract was up.
Sure. Who's going to hire you if you come out with that kind of
a
chronic problem, too?
Right,
it's not
exactly.
just a cut. It's a lifelong problem.
So that's why the guys in the military are afraid to come forward because they don't want to be dishonorably discharged.
Correct. Correct. They don't want that stigma.
Right.
Yeah. There's a tremendous amount of shame involved with gambling, even more so than substance abuse, which is rather surprising to me. There's a lot of shame with addiction in general, but it takes a different form with gambling. You know, when you, literally take food out of your child's mouth to go play games, when you use the mortgage money to go to the casino, that is hard not to judge yourself very,
right.
very harshly.
Right. And not only that, you look at family members and you look at the consequences that could arise where there's not enough money to buy food.
Right.
There's not enough money to turn the lights on. There's not enough money to get prescription drugs if it's needed. So there's a lot of shame along with guilt. Now, with the guilt goes suicide.
That's right. There's a 1 in 5% of gamblers will attempt suicide, which is higher than any other addiction. It's very high. And you couple that with...
And why is that, Tony? Is that because they know that they have a life insurance policy that could possibly cover their damages?
It's more related to the shame and the guilt and the absolute desperation that addiction takes them to, that their gambling addiction takes them to. It's the third leading cause of death among the military. It's just a...
Now, you're talking about suicide now.
Suicide, yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Suicide in the point where it is, you know, you hear it all the time that people get depressed when they come back from war. They can't sleep. There's nightmares. There's home issues, child issues, possibly money issues.
There's the anxiety, the anger that goes with that kind of activity. You know, I can only imagine, but there are these people who live that, who bring that home, and even though they're not in the same environment, the environment is in their heads now.
Right.
You know, it's in their souls. They need that adjustment. We don't often give people the permission to adjust to a different culture.
Right.
So they're coming back with all of this baggage, very little help, and you know, military culture is generally about ego. So it's very difficult to ask for help. Right. To say, I'm having trouble, I'm feeling depressed, I'm hearing voices because, you know, because of the war.
Scary thing. Yeah, right. And then the leadership finds out about that and they're yelling and screaming at these people, you're not tough enough, you're a wimp, and they just keep going on, it piles on to a point where a soldier says, you know what? I'm better off hanging from a tree.
That's unfortunately so. It's a culture that doesn't, it's not okay to be vulnerable.
Right.
In war.
Right.
So it's all built around that.
Now, have you ever had clients who've been in the military that you have taken care of?
Well, my role is to screen people. So someone will call in and. At that point, they have reached a point of desperation that, you know, they are recognizing that gambling is indeed the problem. And so I get some information from them. I always ask them if they've had any military service. I have very few. I have very few that have done any military service, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where they are. Perhaps they go to the VA, and I sure hope so, because, you know, there's some help, even though it might be, you know, circuitous in getting that help, but there is help, and the VA is a fabulous institution. They provide some good services.
You know, I want to talk a little bit more about these men and women coming home from war, because it seems to be that this is going to be a constant problem now. It seems to be that whatever's happening out there in the world, it's only going to make its way back here. And we need to talk about that. So we'll take a quick break. You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Duncan. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Well, 95 northbound. Starting to get heavy around Thurber's Ave. We did have reports of a crash there. It's not causing any major delays, but a little bit slow, especially as you get by there. Then you have you all the way up to the Vets. Coming down the southbound side of 95, busy out of the S-curve. Stays busy to Smithfield Ave. Stays heavy through downtown. That slows you down on 146 and 6 inbound. And if you're on 195 westbound, you're slow from the highway into the split. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now Traffic.
Do drugs or alcohol control your life? If you're struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is available, and there is hope for recovery. Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island covers many treatment options for members who qualify. Call today to learn more. Neighborhood makes health care easy and offers the lowest priced health plans for Rhode Islanders. Call today at 1-800-459-6019 or visit Neighborhood online at nhpri.org.
Do you or anyone you know need help with basic needs like heating assistance, food and shelter, or clothing? Or how about after-school programs, family counseling, housing assistance, and more? If so, dial United Way 211 in Rhode Island 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, you've reached United Way 211 of Rhode Island. How may I help you?
And it's confidential, multilingual, and free.
I was so glad the 211 was able to help you. Call anytime.
Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and a leading national medical laboratory that provides drug testing solutions to improve patient care and treatment outcomes in addiction medicine. With its main laboratory located in Rhode Island, Dominion Diagnostics has remained the leading provider of drug testing services for the local treatment community for almost two decades. Across the country, addiction treatment providers rely on Dominion to deliver objective clinical information and unique clinical support, education, and consultation along every step of the continuum of care, from screening to assessment to treatment planning to recovery support solutions. Dominion Diagnostics is known in the community for its focus on improving treatment outcomes and enhancing the quality of life for patients and their families. Additional information, news, and resources are available at DominionDiagnostics.com and on Dominion's Twitter and Facebook feeds. That's DominionDiagnostics.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Providence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Providence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Providence is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-570-6500. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Wednesday. That's 1-800-570-6500. That's 1-800-570-6500.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/RI. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's your car. You take it to people you trust.
Don't rebuild or what? Rip out your leg.
It's your finances. You want to go to the experts.
Cut your payments by 50%.
We've got to find a way to get out from under this debt. We can help.
The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has been helping people for 60 years. Speak with a counselor today at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This is a public service campaign for the NFCC.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. Miss Tawny Solomare is in the house, and she's with Kodak, and she's one of the counselors for Problem Gambling. And we've been talking about the military today and the issue of downtime in the military and the amount of money that's being spent and the amount of stuff that the government puts on the bases for soldiers to have quality time, and unfortunately they're getting quality time where they're getting in trouble with it.
Yeah, we were talking about guys who are men and women who are getting discharged from the military and with these problems. And generally there's two types of gamblers. One is the action gamblers. They're called action gamblers because they're risk takers. They seek the thrill.
Just like me when I have you on the show.
That's right. So we can imagine that in the environments that they're in, their adrenaline is always being pumped up. And right. we can get kind of addicted to our own adrenaline. So then they come home and that adrenaline is still high. So then they have to look for activities that kind of feed that. The second type is the escape gamblers. And these are gamblers who participate in casinos and other gambling activities in order to escape. And we can, again, imagine that because of what they see, it's painful. They don't want to relive that. And so gambling takes their mind away from that. So these two types of gamblers are pretty active and pretty supportive of the whole industry.
Do you think people go haywire because when they first go into a casino, whether it be the second or third spin or the second or third card that they draw, they win?
Oh, that's the worst thing that can happen. Yes.
They win, yes. And they think that they know more than everybody else.
Yeah, they think they have a system.
Right.
Right. Then starts the thinking kind of in a delusional way. Hmm. So Problem Gambling Services of Rhode Island, we do referrals. A lot of the people who call in for help often have that very first gamble be a payday. And so then the rest of their gambling career is spent chasing that payday. And
of course,
that never comes to fruition.
The only thing they do is they chase the bank.
They chase the bank, or the bank chases them, one
right,
or the
exactly.
other. Well, I'm also seeing a prevalence of more women who call in with help.
Really?
I'm getting about a good 50-50 percentage of men and women who come to face their problem of gambling. So,
On the women, we'll just talk about the women for now. Is it the women, and is it the scratch tickets, the Powerball tickets, or is it boom, right into the
slots? Slots. Now, you got to think about slots. I don't play them myself, but if you think about it, they're very fast. They're lit up. They're, they get your adrenaline pumping. They make you feel alive. You kind of feel because do you have your hand on a lever or anything like that? I don't know. But it kind of makes you feel like you're in control.
Right.
And when in your life you're feeling generally powerless, that control feels good.
Yeah,
right.
So what do you think the, and I know you just said it's probably about 50-50, but in all the research that's out there, I think it's more men than women, probably about 60-40 maybe.
The research does show that unmarried young men are the primary category of people with problems. I haven't seen that in Rhode Island.
But, as someone who's been in the Senate and looked at revenues, and it's steadily gone higher and higher and higher every year. And I know they're not paying out, because they hear all the people complaining that, the machines never pay out. Only place I can win money is on the tables. Because you really, on a card game, you got to be lucky more than skillful. So, you see that, you hear that, and we're made up of a culture now that tries to suck these people in so we can get the revenue. So it's a business. It's a business. I mean,
it's a billions-dollar business, yes.
Right.
It's an industry. And not just, there's national industries, national corporations that market, and they know just what to say. They know the pictures to put on the screen to make people excited. I know the devastation that gambling causes. And when I see, for instance, a lottery ad, it's very enticing, very enticing, particularly when the numbers are up there in the 500 millions.
Yeah, like the Powerball.
Right. Or Mega everybody's Millions. Talking you know, every, about it.
Everybody's playing it. And, you know, everyone gets sucked into it.
Well, when you think about it, not everyone has a problem with gambling. So everybody's talking about it, but it's only a percentage that will go out and lose their house about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's only, it's like the Powerball. It's, oh, it's only $2, and then you $4, and then it's $6. And then it gets up to $300 million, then it's $20, and then it's $40, and then it's $60.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah, yeah. Where's
the end
to it?
Just looking for that one big payday.
Yep. Yep. It's it is. It's a big industry.
So your clients, is it more 18, 19, 20-year-olds than is it the mid-20s or the mid-30s? Or do you get the ones that just come in that are 50s who just lost their home?
Yes. In the calls that I've gotten, it's primarily those between 40 and 60. And then you have the ones that are retired who are also, they're on limited income, and so they're recognizing that their gambling is out of control. They might not have lost everything, but they're recognizing that they have a limited amount of resources and will lose them. I'm also getting a lot of calls from family members. Problem Gambling Services of Rhode Island offers counseling to family members as well. Because, you know, when you look at any addiction, it's a family disease. Mm. It affects everyone in the family.
Yep.
Right?
It does. Yep.
Yeah.
Male, female, mother, son, daughter.
That's right.
Father.
It's a systems. Sure.
It's a system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it always amazes me because I live near the Lincoln facility. And I drive up to the roundabout over there and see the amount of cars that are in there. And the roundabout just keeps going round and round and round and round. 23 out of 24 hours, you could sit there and just watch the cars and count the cars. And a good percentage of those people leave there with probably nothing in their pocket. But they'll go there next Friday after they get paid.
Right, right.
So it's like a giant sucking sound.
Yeah.
Coming out of Lincoln, but everyone's getting rich but the people who are gambling.
Well, if you count the people in the casinos and then go count the people in the bars, I'm surprised there's anybody left at home on a Saturday night, you know?
Right. So why do you think it's so attractive to people? Is it just for pure entertainment, or is it for the pure thrill of winning one big one? Or, you know, I can understand that they go to Twin River to see the shows, see the boxing matches. Well, I mean, for me personally, I mean, I don't drink, so no sense of me going up there on a Saturday night and sitting up there at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have gone up there to eat at the restaurants or something like that, it's like packed to the gill. Three or four people deep at the bars. And the drinks are not cheap.
Yeah.
The drinks are not cheap.
Well, they offer shows. They offer, you know, pretty soon they'll be offering rooms so you don't even have to go home.
Mm.
You know, and you mentioned a good thing. There are ways to reduce someone's risk. One of those is to take a certain amount of money and leave at that. Yes, they put ATM machines inside the casinos, but that's one way to reduce your risk.
Yeah,
if you just play with what you go with.
That's what I do. I mean, my mother-in-law is 94. Mm-hmm. We take her up there once a year. I take $100. That's all I take.
Yep.
When that's done, I'm done.
Yeah. So, in other words, it's another form of entertainment. I don't go to the movies and expect to get my money back at the end of the night. Same with
the
casino.
Well, you should if the movie stinks, but
I have not been to a bad movie. No, but we do other forms of entertainment and don't expect to, you know, go
right.
home rich. But
right.
unfortunately, with gambling, with casinos, with, you know, tracks, you know, internet gambling, we'll have to talk about that someday, John. You know, it's
that's bizarre to me, the amount
yeah.
of money that's
a lot of things that can take your money.
Spent,
absolutely.
Online with the internet. But we got to take another quick break because we got to pay the bills so I don't go broke, and
there
I'll bet you 2-1 that we can get out of here on time.
You're
listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
For the second time this afternoon, we have a crash on 146 southbound, just around the 116 area up in Smithfield. That is on the left-hand side, causing some delays up through there. Further on down from Admiral Street into 95, you're heavy on 146 south. 95 northbound, crash at Thurber's Ave, all gone. Things still busy, though, as you go up through town and up past the vets. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and is a leading Rhode Island laboratory that provides drug testing solutions across the country to improve patient care and treatment outcomes in addiction medicine. Dominion Diagnostics delivers objective clinical information and unique clinical support, education, and consultation along every step of the continuum of care, from screening to assessment to treatment planning to recovery support solutions. Additional information, news, and resources are available at DominionDiagnostics.com.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you.
If you're feeling low with nowhere to turn, call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and confidential. 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
One out of every 10 Rhode Islanders is struggling with addiction. So chances are you or someone you know is struggling too. The Providence Center has a message for you. Recovery is possible, and the Providence Center can help make it happen. All you need to do is call 276-4020. The Providence Center has helped thousands of men and women in our area overcome drug and alcohol addiction. Whether you're just starting to think about getting sober or if you've been down this road before, the Providence Center has a variety of treatment services that are tailored to your needs. The Providence Center believes that the path to a healthy life starts with a healthy mind. Make recovery possible. Call the Providence Center at 276-4020 today. That's 276-4020 or visit providencecenter.org for more information on the Providence Center services. Major insurances are accepted. The Providence Center. Healthy minds for healthy lives. providencecenter.org.
Attention property owners. This is David from Sampson Realty.
And this is Marty. If you're considering selling your property, then you should give us a call. We can help you come up with an asking price that makes sense.
Our experienced agents are very friendly and helpful and will assist you every step of the way.
So please call us at 401-454-5454, visit SampsonRealty.com, or just stop by our office at 346 Wickenden Street on Providence's East Side.
Thank you from Sampson Realty.
The journey to hope, health, and healing guides you to a successful recovery. A full-service outpatient center, The Journey treats the whole patient, not just the addiction, offering high-quality medication-assisted treatment, behavioral health counseling, and lifestyle support services tailored to your needs. Experts are on-site to help with any health insurance issues. Call The Journey at 941-4488. That's 941-4488. Get into recovery today.
Take your first step in the path to recovery today. Call Phoenix House at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. A national nonprofit leader in treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care for adults from medically monitored withdrawal services available in Rhode Island and our new facility in Quincy, Massachusetts, to residential and outpatient treatment and recovery housing for adults. For teens, we offer both intensive outpatient treatment and comprehensive outpatient services. at Phoenix House. Our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, and a sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. That's 1-800-378-4435. Or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. Phoenix House of New England, accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is the proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. Gambling. We've been talking about gambling with Tony Sonomaya, who is from the Kodak Group in Rhode Island. It's been a longstanding facility that treats people with substance abuse and now gambling issues. So, Tony, thank you again for joining us today. It's certainly
My pleasure
to have you on there. I want to talk about school.
Oh, yes.
Back to school.
Back
today,
to school.
Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And our little darlings, our college darlings, dabbling in sports betting and the internet.
Yes, it's a big problem. Probably the first time that young people are away from home, and then they get exposed to these opportunities to take their money and try to quadruple it. Unfortunately, a lot of kids get in trouble with gambling online.
What do you think the draw is to that? Is it the thrill of victory, you know, the agony of defeat?
That, and you know, at that age, you got a lot of deficits. And one of those, the brain is not fully developed yet. So the decision making, the executive functioning, the planning ahead, the seeing consequences to behavior, that part of the brain has not fully developed in these young people who are going to college. And so they are, again, they get that reward center lit up and they want to do it again.
You know, but you know, if you're a freshman, and I have to say, I mean, I've never went to college, so, I mean, high school is the longest 6 years of my life. But if you're a freshman, 18, 19 years old, and you it's your first semester at college, I would think that it's an exorbitant amount of money to go to college these days, and that I would want to make my parents proud that I at least come out of there with a B.
Yeah.
And not a B for betting.
Right.
A B for my grade.
Yeah. You're talking about a rational process. Don't forget that a lot of people with addictive disorders have risk factors even before they get out of the gate. So they come from homes where there's addiction in one form or another. They come from homes where there's a mental health disorder. They come from homes where there's abuse and trauma. That right there sets people up to be looking for something to self-medicate. So yes, while most kids have that goal orientation, there are, you know, you get to, it's like when my grandson went to kindergarten for the first time and he came back with a snotty nose, you know, it runs through the population like mono, like flu.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You
know, they're all clustered together. You know, one person makes a decision and it could fan out into, you know, a dozen more poor decisions. So that coupled with the brain development, you've got a real population that can do a lot of damage to themselves, to their futures, to their families.
And then you look at, you know, you look at these sports. Like ESPN, you look at some of these sports shows that talk about Las Vegas and talk about betting of the game and the spread, how many points a team can win by, you can bet on. You can bet on, you know, who's got the best color jersey you can bet on. You know, you can bet on whatever you want to bet on today. And that seems to be a draw with these young kids that think that if they make the right choice, it could be very enticing where it could be worth thousands.
Right.
But if you make the wrong choice, I don't think they worry about the consequences of the wrong choice.
Well, and that line between skill and luck gets blurry.
Right.
Again, that goes back to the undeveloped brain.
Do you see that when someone comes in to have a conversation with you about the blurry line?
Of course, absolutely, absolutely. They identify skill where there's no skill involved.
Right, right,
right.
And most of the time too, the skill is it's not really skill. It's a oops. And, you know, I'm so smart that I'm not that bright, really. You know, I missed it by a hair. I missed it by one pitch. I missed it by one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So they go again the next time.
Yep.
And they think maybe they can win it by two baskets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a game
that
it plays with people's brains.
Sure it does. Absolutely.
And the choices that are made as someone who's taken opioids, it's a choice that you have to live with forever if you make that huge mistake.
You got that right. Right.
You know?
And that's why it's classified as an addictive disorder now.
Right.
I think the American Psychological Association, when they put out the new DSM, they did a good job in starting to see where behaviors can also have the same effect as actual substances.
Yeah. Well, great, Tony. Love to have you come back because you're always a great guest.
Thank you, John.
Tony Soldermaier from
Kodak.
Kodak is one of my favorite people. Again, thank you for coming on. Thank you for what you do, too.
Thank you so much.
What you do.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll see you a week after that. Talk to you soon.